Back at the Mac Center, Bowling Green falls to Kent State tonight, 76-68. Head coach Michael Huger joins us here to talk about this game. And coach, the first half certainly was not a thing of beauty. Your club had, I think, 13 turnovers in the first half, but you were only down one at the break, so you had to feel like you sort of played your way through a tough first half. Talk about your halftime thoughts.
Definitely at halftime, we had 13 turnovers. That's 13 opportunities we didn't get to shoot the ball. And a lot of them were just careless turnovers. And that's the thing that's so frustrating is we do a great job of taking care of the ball, and then all of a sudden we just come up with turnovers after turnovers. And, you know, just to be down one, definitely thought if we cleaned up the turnovers in the second half, which we did, we only had three turnovers in the second half, which was good. But we couldn't get the stops that we needed in the critical situations. They went on big runs and were able to hit threes and knock down shots, and we couldn't answer the run. And that's been the difference today is we just couldn't answer the run. But I'm pleased with the defense. I'm pleased with how we played, how hard we played on the defensive end. We competed. You know, we just the shots didn't fall for us tonight.
Yeah, this was a tie game at the 10-minute mark. And then Kent on the next 4 minutes went on a 16-4 run. And clearly a couple of those were empty trips for you, but they made some shots. That's where the game was decided.
The game was definitely decided there. They were able to knock down shots, and we couldn't knock down shots. We had some real clean looks from the guys we wanted shooting those shots. We just couldn't knock them down, and they were able to go down and knock them down. And, you know, we got to continue to work, got to continue to get better, and hopefully we'll have a different outcome on Saturday against Miami.
Well, you know, the second chance points, you were plus +8 there. So you did very good work on the boards. You didn't have a lot of opportunities for second chance points, but you cashed in almost every time tonight.
We definitely did a real good job of crashing the offensive boards, getting second chance opportunities. I thought we rebounded well with those guys, even though they out-rebounded us by 4. But I thought we were right there with them. We only gave up 5 offensive rebounds to a team like that who crashes the boards really hard. I thought we did a great job of not giving up, you know, 10-11 like we did in the first game.
You know, when you look at that first half, Coach, as we talked about, you battled through what was an ugly half for both teams. You're only down one. I guess you sort of felt good, but now as we look back in total hindsight, if you'd just been a bit better in that first half, instead of being down 10 at the end, maybe you're only down 3.
And
right?
That's the difference. If we take care of the ball, if those 13 turnovers, who knows what would have happened if we would have got 10 of those shots. And not,
right. Yeah,
we don't have to get all 13, but I'll take 10 of those shots. And, you know, we just got to do a better job of taking care of the ball. And, you know, we gave ourselves a chance to win. Now we got to win the game. And that's the difference. You know, the biggest thing is giving yourselves a chance to win. And, you know, we're not losing by 20 and 30 and things like that. We're giving ourselves a chance to win. Now we got to finish the game. And, you know, hopefully we can get better on that. And we'll continue to work on the defense, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, obviously you'll fully digest it by watching the game back. But tonight the defense statistically wasn't as effective as it was against Northern on Saturday. But you mentioned that you liked a lot of what you saw defensively. Elaborate to the degree you can.
We did a better job on the ball screen. We did a better job on carry. He didn't finish with 32 as he did in the last game. We were able to control him much more. He still hit some tough shots, but we did a much better job in the ball screen coverage. Did a much better job rebounding. But the biggest thing was the energy and effort. I thought it was there. You know, now we just got to, you know, continue to fight and continue to get better.
Another outstanding game for Matisse Kulaczkowskis late in the first half, beginning of the second half. He scored 4 or 5 buckets for you, ends up with 14 points. He's starting to really round into an offensive threat in the post.
He definitely is. He's doing a great job there in the post. He's doing a great job defending. He's running the floor well. He's doing everything that we ask of him. So hopefully that'll continue, and he can continue to stay healthy and continue to help us.
All right, Coach, hopefully get back on track at home or at Miami on Saturday.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
By. That's head coach Michael Huger. Falcons fall tonight to the Flashes, 76-68.